Psalm 23 is perhaps the most popular of all the Psalms, probably one of the most popular passages in all of Scripture. And it is a wonderful psalm for us today, right now. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the comfort that we find in your presence and in your word. And we thank you for being our shepherd. You're the good shepherd, and we trust you. Bring comfort, bring wisdom, bring strength, encouragement. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, many people think of Psalm 23 as a funeral psalm. They think of it only as a psalm for death, and that's because this is a very popular psalm that is read in funeral services. In fact, I would estimate that 95% of the funeral services I've been a part of, this psalm has been used. And it is very applicable at a funeral service. It's very comforting, but it's not just a psalm for death. This is a psalm for all of life. David in this psalm is bragging about how awesome he has it because the Lord is his shepherd. And he just goes through a whole bunch of blessings of what he has in this life, right now, because the Lord is his shepherd. We've read it many times, but let's read it again this morning like it's the first time. David writes, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will," what? "Fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." David mentions several blessings that he enjoys in this life because the Lord is his shepherd. First of all, satisfaction. David says, "I have found complete and total satisfaction because the Lord is my shepherd." The Lord is my shepherd, verse 1, I shall not want. In other words, David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I'm good. I've got everything I need. I don't lack anything. I'm satisfied. My search for purpose, satisfaction, and meaning has been quenched because the Lord is my shepherd. What a wonderful thing to be able to say. I'm satisfied fully. I'll tell you, as I look around society, I see a lot of unsatisfied people. I see a lot of people trying to find purpose and meaning and satisfaction in different things in this world, and you can find some things in this world that might give you some temporary happiness, but not that deep satisfaction. So people try to find satisfaction and meaning and purpose and money and wealth, and they try to get as rich as they possibly can. And again, you might find some temporary happiness in that, but money doesn't satisfy you deep down. Or they try to find it in a career, a job, and again, you can find a level of satisfaction in what you do, but deep down, only the Lord can provide that satisfaction. There are those who go from relationship to relationship, from boyfriend to boyfriend to husband, girlfriend to girlfriend to wife, and they're trying to find satisfaction in some kind of a human relationship. And again, there is satisfaction there. There can be temporary happiness there, but only the Lord can satisfy you deep down. And then there are people that try to find satisfaction in the pleasures of this world. Party, party, party. Drugs, drinking, moving from one sexual experience to another. Oh, that'll satisfy me. It doesn't satisfy you. In fact, the world is interesting. It will dangle these things in front of you like carrots and say, come get this and you'll be satisfied. And then you run after that. And not only does that carrot not satisfy you, it can destroy your life. Can take hold of your life and destroy you. A police officer found the following typewritten note in a telephone booth. Listen to this. It writes, King Heroin is my shepherd. I shall always want. He maketh me to lie down in gutters. He leadeth me beside the troubled water. He destroyeth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of wickedness for the effort's sake. Yea, I shall walk through the valley of poverty and will fear all evil, for heroin art with me. Thy needle and capsule try to comfort me. Thou strippest the table of groceries in the presence of my family. Thou robbest my head of reason. My cup of sorrow runneth over. Surely heroin addiction shall stalk me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the damned forever. Can you imagine somebody that would get to a place in life where they would type that out? The world will offer you satisfaction. You crave satisfaction. We long for purpose and meaning. When you find the Lord, you get it. And you get it for real, and it's deep, and it's forever. David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I've always loved how one little kid slightly misquoted that first line. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, what more shall I want? Perfect. Perfect. David also mentions the blessing of divine direction and guidance in his life because the Lord is his shepherd. In this psalm, David likens himself to a sheep, and the Lord is the skilled shepherd that leads him to all the best places in life. By the way, the best shepherds knew the best spots for the sheep. So David says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. I love that. The Lord makes us lie down and rest sometimes, right? In the greenest of pastures, he leads me beside the still waters. My Lord knows where the sweetest waters are, the best watering holes. David could look back over his life and see how the Lord led him. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, David writes, the straight path, the safe path. The Lord is your shepherd. He leads you safely. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Shepherds had a staff with a crook on it, you know, like a candy cane, right? And there they are going behind the sheep, and if one of those little guys started to wander off, grab that guy by the neck, pull him back there on the path. I'll keep you safe. I'll lead you on the right path. David experience divine direction and guidance in his life. And I'll tell you, that's another wonderful thing to be able to say, because again, I look around society and I see a lot of aimless people, especially in the younger generation. There's a lot of folks in the younger generation. What am I going to do with my life? Where am I headed? Let me tell you something. If the Lord is your shepherd, he cares about your life. He cares about what school you're going to attend, who you're going to date, who you're going to marry, what your career is going to be. He cares about all those details of your life, and he'll lead you. Do you pray? Do you ask for his direction? He'll lead you. The Lord has a plan for all of our lives. The Lord has given each one of us talents and gifts and a purpose and a plan for living. Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You are his workmanship, in Greek, poem. The Lord is your shepherd, wants to make poetry out of you. A plan for you. He gives you gifts and talents and good works. He has a whole purpose set out for you. He'll lead you. And you know what? He will lead us on the path of righteousness, won't he? There are rules. There are boundaries in life that our shepherd gives us. And you find them in the Word. Does he give us rules and boundaries to cramp our style? To take away fun? No, he gives you rules and regulations, and he'll take you by the neck and pull you right back on the path because he wants you safe, happy, healthy, righteous. He leads you. David in this psalm is enjoying the blessings of provision in his life because the Lord is his shepherd. David could look back through his whole life in every season of his life and say, yep, the Lord took care of me. The Lord provided for me. He did make me lie down in green pastures. He took me and fed me. He led me beside the still waters. He found the best places of refreshment. I've always loved verse 5. He says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. There were times in David's life where he's surrounded on all sides in all-out war, in a battle that is just crazy. And he still had a table to sit down to and a meal to enjoy. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. He takes good care of me. I will tell you, the Lord is your shepherd. He'll take care of you too. Amen? He'll provide for you. You know, David's interesting. A lot of times when we think of David, we think of King David. You know, many of his years he lived as a king, which means he lived in a palace and he had servants and he had all the best food, right? Yeah, God took care of him as king. But we forget about the stretch of years, 10 to 15 years, where David lived as a homeless man. You remember that? On the run from King Saul, living in caves, living under great stress. And the Lord took care of him every day. The Lord will take care of you. If the Lord is your shepherd, do you understand that he takes personal responsibility for your care? You belong to him. You're under his ownership. He'll take care of you. He'll provide for you. Psalm 37, verse 25, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. The Lord will take care of us miraculously. The Lord will provide for us. The Lord will open jobs for us. Remember what Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Brother, sister, The Lord is your shepherd. Seek him. Seek righteousness. Be responsible. Be hardworking. He's going to take care of you. Now, a lot of times as Christians, we stop seeking the Lord and we try to take all of these matters into our lives about meeting bills and making payments. And, oh, we get even being responsible. Listen. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Put your faith and trust in him. Do everything you can, but trust him. Amen? He'll add. I've always loved what C.S. Lewis said about that verse. He said, aim at heaven and you'll get earth thrown in. Aim at earth and you get neither. That's powerful. You know, if you search, if you seek the Lord and you determine to do good work, not only will he provide for you, but in a lot of ways he'll super abundantly apply for you and even enable you to enjoy wealth. You know, a lot of people who get wealthy without the Lord, they don't enjoy it. They're stressed. The Lord is your shepherd. He'll give you blessing and even enable you to enjoy it and use it and spread it all around so that others. He will provide for you. David, looking back over his whole life, I was provided for. David also enjoyed the blessing of divine protection in his life. He says in verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You know, David was, he lived a dangerous life. There were many, many times where he was facing death, staring death. He was a military guy. He was a man of blood. He had a lot of battles in his life, and he can look back. And the Lord was with me. The Lord covered me. He says, your rod and your staff comfort me. Staff, that crook that, you know, takes you and keeps you on the path. The rod, that's the billy club. Shepherd pulls that out and beats off wolves. David says, I take great comfort in the protective care of my shepherd. He takes care of the wolves. He covers me. David was fearless. David lived his life fearless because he had this sense that God was with him. I mean, think back to the David and Goliath story. Isn't that a cool story? There's that big giant Goliath. He's scaring all of the military folks. David comes on the scene. He's a teenager. He's this little kid. He says, who's that uncircumcised Philistine making problems with this military, with Israel? How dare this guy defy the living God? And remember, David, he didn't get any armor. He went and got 5 stones. And he ran at the giant that everyone was afraid of. He ran at him. Why did he have 5 stones? Because we find out later, Goliath had 4 brothers. He's ready for all 5, man. And if you read the story, he takes it, man. 1 shot in the head, cuts his head off. And that didn't stop David. He then began running by himself right at the front lines of the Philistines. He's going to take on the whole army. Finally, everyone on Israel's side goes, okay, well, we'll catch up. And they run with him. You know, he had this sense of God's bigger than anything. And he is. If the Lord is your shepherd, you're under his care. Under his shield, under his covering. Maybe that would be a very important word for all of us at this time in our nation. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You're with me. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Isaiah 41, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will uphelp you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Listen to what God says about you right here in Isaiah 49. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I, the Lord, will not forget you. See, I've inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Hold on to him. He's got you. Divine protection. He's got a plan for your life. So he says, I found satisfaction, I found direction, I found provision, I found protection. And then in verse 5, he says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Lord is your shepherd. My cup runs over. He anoints my head with oil. It's flowing down my head. Goodness and mercy follows me. Rich, abundant blessings if you have the Lord as your shepherd. His peace, his joy, his love, his presence, his power, his spirit, his grace, his goodness, his mercy, all poured out upon you. Ephesians chapter 1, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? It's wonderful to have the Lord as your shepherd right here in your pilgrimage on planet Earth. Life right here. But you know what else? If he's your shepherd, not only will he be a wonderful shepherd to you here right now, but he'll also be there for you the moment that you leave this life. At your death, the Lord will be there for you. David was spared many times, but do you realize that one day King David died? David died. He got old and died. And when he breathed his last breath here on planet Earth, the shepherd came and met him there and took him safely to the other side. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Listen, if the Lord is your shepherd, you don't have to fear death. Death for a Christian is not a valley that you stay in. It's a valley that you walk through. It's a shadow that you walk through. The Lord will meet you. Your last exhale of earthly air will be followed by your first inhale of heavenly air. The Lord will meet you. And I will tell you this. I have been with Christians when they take their last breath. I've been in hospital rooms. Some of you have maybe. And I believe that when that time comes for your death, as a Christian, the shepherd will meet you there in a profound way. I've been there and I've watched them look beyond that room. What they can see, you can only imagine. The shepherd comes. We just did a funeral service for a beautiful lady, Chris serving the Lord all of her life. It was a beautiful homecoming service. And the family would say that for most of the time, you know, she was kind of comatose. She was not responsive, but at that moment when she died, her eyes opened. And she looked up, and they saw joy on her face. They saw it. When it comes your time to die, Jesus will be there for you in a profound way. Do you have that confidence? Is the Lord your shepherd? Will he be there for you? You know, when a Christian dies, their spirit goes to be in the presence of the Lord in heaven. And then eventually there will be a resurrection and a brand new glorified body. But man, the destination is heaven. I'm told that an Indiana cemetery has a tombstone more than 100 years old, which bears the following epitaph. Pause, stranger, when you pass me by. As you are now, so once was I. As I am now, so you will be. So prepare for death and follow me. An unknown passerby read these words, and underneath scratched this reply: to follow you, I'm not content until I know which way you went. The Lord's your shepherd. You're safe. You're safe. You need not fear death. He'll meet you right there. Now, I know that we're afraid. You know, it's like was Woody Allen used to say, I'm not afraid of death. I just don't want to be there when it happens. I'm not morbid about it. You know what I mean? I mean, honestly, I don't want to think about how I'm going to die. The method, if I die, I think the rapture could happen before that. But I do know this. Jesus will be there for me. You'll probably enjoy the presence of Jesus on your deathbed more than you've ever enjoyed it during your life. He'll be there. Not only, if the Lord is your shepherd, will he be there for all of life and at the moment of your death, but look how the psalm ends. Surely goodness, mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and as if to boot, I will dwell in the house of the Lord, how long? Forever. In other words, if the Lord is your shepherd now, he's your shepherd forever. After this life, you go to his house. Can you imagine the Lord's house? We get pictures of it. Streets of gold. And those are just pictures. I mean, those are just symbols that maybe we can possibly understand. We have no idea what God has created, prepared for us. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, your own mansion, your own place. He'll be your shepherd forever and ever. We get brand new bodies. Heaven is a place where there will be no hospitals. There will be no viruses. There will be no backaches, wrinkles, jails. No more death. Can't even comprehend. So, I mean, if the Lord is your shepherd, you're covered. Every base is covered before you, backward, left, right, up, down, past, present, future. A busy executive kept this abridged version of Psalm 23 in his pocket at all times. I love this. Beneath me, green pastures. Beside me, still waters. With me, my shepherd. Before me, a table. Around me, mine enemies. After me, goodness and mercy. Beyond me, the house of the Lord. David enjoyed all that. Do you? Can you say the Lord is my shepherd? Does that personally mean something to you, personally? All these blessings are only available for those who can personally say, like David, the Lord is my shepherd. Can you say that? Has that become true in your life? Maybe it's possible for you to say, you know, the Lord is my wife's shepherd. The Lord is my mom's shepherd. The Lord is my pastor's shepherd. But that doesn't get you in. That doesn't get you into all those blessings. You have to be able to say, the Lord is my shepherd. Is he your shepherd? You say, well, I want him to be my shepherd. How do I get him to be my shepherd? Ask him. Ask him. As it turns out, this good shepherd is Jesus. And Jesus said in John chapter 10, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. The Bible says that God created us, he loves us. We did fall into sin. That's why there's so much heartache in the world. There's sin. The human race has fallen into sin. Our sin separates us from God. Our sin, we deserve punishment because of our sin. God is holy. All sin must be punished. So God sent his son Jesus, who lived the perfect life, and went to the cross specifically to die for the sins of the world, to die for your sins. He gave his life for you. And then he rose again that third day. And the scripture says, if you'll ask him to be your savior, if you'll place your faith in him, he'll be your shepherd. Have you done that? Would you bow your heads with me and close your eyes? Oh, Lord, you're so good. You're so very good. You're the best. Lord, you bless us in so many ways. And you even sacrificed your life so that we could enter into those blessings. Awesome. We love you and we praise you. We praise you. And Lord, we're going to put our faith and trust in you. You satisfy, you will provide, you will protect, you have a plan. You will direct. We trust you. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, would there be anyone here this morning who can't say the Lord is my shepherd? I want you to have that opportunity right now. I want you to receive Christ right now. Let him take over your life. Let him be your shepherd. Maybe you come with a lot of fear this morning. Let him take away that fear. Let him give you that confidence. He'll bless you and protect you in this life. He'll have a plan for you. He does have a plan for you. He'll be your shepherd forever. If that's you, Perhaps that's you, maybe even listening online right now. I would invite you to pray this prayer with me. Just say this, reach out, say, Lord Jesus, be my shepherd. Take over my life. I want to be in your fold. I want to be in your camp. Thank you for dying and giving your life for me. Wash away my sins. Make me born again. Fill me with your Spirit. Lead me in life. In Jesus' name, amen.